It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 16th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is magnum opus, spelled as two words as they would be in Latin, M-A-G-N-U-M-O-P-U-S. Magnum opus is a noun that means a great work, especially the greatest achievement of an artist or writer. Here's the word used in a sentence. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote a number of popular novels and stories during his lifetime, but his magnum opus is The Great Gatsby, the story of an eccentric millionaire. You may recognize the word magnum, meaning great, as a Latin word that shows up in altered forms in several English words. And perhaps you can also come up with a few words that are related to the word opus, meaning work. Magnitude, magnanimous, opulent, and operate are some obvious relations of the two. Magnum opus, which entered English in the 18th century, retains the original Latin spelling and the literal meaning great work. Although the term most often refers to literary, musical, or artistic productions, it has been used to describe many kinds of great works, including games, construction projects, and even surgical techniques. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.